Come and join the gathering on Equilarium FM for inspired conversation and guidance to lighten and brighten your day. Claire Johnson has gatherings around her kitchen table with a group of interesting and vibrant guests who are professionals from all fields of the healing arts. Real people integrating spirituality into everyday reality. Laughter and joy are two of the main dishes served at her table. And now, here is your host, Claire Johnson, raising vibrations across the nations, inspiring you to become all that you can be.
Hello, hello, and welcome to this week's show. This week is called Paint Yourself a Rainbow. And around my festive kitchen table, we'll be tripping the light fantastic and sharing colourful words of wisdom and healing light with my dear friend, Teresa Sunt. Welcome, Teresa.
Hi, Claire.
So lovely to have you here.
Delighted to be here.
We will be discussing the magical wonder, power, healing and beauty of living and working with the full spectrum of colour. Now, that's... I couldn't think of anything nicer for you and I. We are complete colourists at heart, aren't we?
Colour buddies.
Yeah, colour buddies, definitely.
Soulmates on colour, for sure.
I mean, Teresa is an amazingly colourful and beautiful soul. She is a certified colour therapist, a Reiki practitioner, masseuse, and a professional artist who delights in embracing and working with all colours. She's passionate about spreading colour awareness to the whole world and teaching everyone everywhere how to create and heal with colour as an active meditation. And I was just saying before we came on air that of all the people I've ever met, you are one that walks your talk, because I've known you for many, many years, and every time I've seen you, you're wearing a beautiful palette of colours. Not just one colour, it's your combination of how they zing against each other. So you know how to get them to really, really sing their loudest. And you always have this radiant, beaming smile across your face. So whatever you're doing works 100%. And all I can say to your listeners is, Teresa is a fantastic, fantastic walking spokesperson for the power of colour. It's incredible.
Thank you, Claire.
It's an absolute pleasure. So two of our both main passions are textiles and colour. I mean, so it's like integrating it so that you can wear colour, you know, and to, as I say, I paint with it now, but you do the most incredible weavings and you make all sorts of beautiful things, don't you? Absolutely beautiful. So I'll also be sharing my stories and some pieces of channeled writing to help brighten your day. For the words will colour your life as the paints would colour your page. And together we will be raising vibrations across the nations with the radiant resonance of a rainbow.
Excellent.
Sitting here, you and I, well, we make quite a rainbow today, don't we? We've got our golds and our turquoise. We have indeed.
So we are beaming away with colour.
We are beaming with colour. So I've got a beautiful piece of writing that I did in 1992, which I thought we'd start by saying, which is a piece from Twitchy all about colours. So if you'd like to just close your eyes for a minute, if you can, if you're not driving or operating heavy machinery, and then just let these words drift into your awareness and see how you feel. Colours are of great importance to you, and 'tis your use of them that will bring you much attention. These words will colour your life as your paints would colour a page. Music doth colour your mind as a flower's sweet fragrance doth colour the air on the edge of a summer breeze. Sweet melodies surround you in laughter, love and song. Fill your life with complementary colours. Explore and delight in the full spectrum of experience and emotion. Be not afraid to investigate all hues, but try to maintain an essential balance of tone at all times. Clarity of colour reflects the murkiness of one's mind. Keep a clear head and clear colours will be applied to your life. Let not your palette become spoiled by careless thoughts or actions. If you select a light shade, be sure to cleanse your brush, lest you discolour it with the darkness and taint your composition. Your life is as a clean, clear page, and you put colour to your emotions. Therefore, careful selection will result in a more harmonious final outcome. Words can be colourful, but uncontrolled emotions can ruin their delight. Take great care in controlling all the colours in your command. Thoughts and actions, too, reverberate as pigments with the potential to enhance or destroy the harmony in your life. Learn to think in colour, speak in colour, eat in colour, and rejoice in colour. Then you are less likely to become covered in blackness, not in your mind, body, or soul. Trust in the light, 'tis from which all colours are to be found. Darkness is only possible without some degree of light. Increase your trust and belief in the light and introduce more colours into your life. Paint yourself a rainbow.
Wonderful.
Isn't that lovely?
Oh, Claire, just like you and your lovely work.
Thank you. So, yeah, that says so much about colour. I mean, we're always talking about vibrations on this show. And as we say, all colour is different pigments that resonate at different vibrations. And it's very important to understand that, isn't it? And that's what I'm saying with you, how you put them together and how you understand whether they're going to lift your mood or whether they're going to calm you. It's a powerful, powerful thing to know, isn't it?
It's a very, very powerful thing. And that's why I ended up being a colour therapist, because my background started as an artist, and I went to art school, creating textile, teaching art for most of my life. And it was only in 1999 when I found a book, a coffee table book by Susie Schiarazzi, who is a colour therapist. And its name, of course, was Colour. And for the first time, I found out that colour has a therapeutic side to it.
Ah.
Until then, I just loved it. I was also born in Greece, where the light is amazing. What makes Greece and inspires philosophers and poets is the wonderful golden light.
It's true,
that makes the color very pure. And Greek people usually dress in bright colors. Yes. They're not afraid of it.
No, it's true.
We live and breathe color. So my heritage makes me feel very comfortable in a colorful environment.
Yeah.
So after I've been teaching in schools as an art teacher and infusing my students with any kind of shade of the rainbow, being passionate about pure colors and bold colors, I found this book, and it completely took my mind away that the thing I loved so much can heal you as well. And my first reaction was, as I was into crafts and textiles, to create a series of stitching kits that I called Color Healing Tapestries. I made a little company, and I had a different design for each color. So if you felt a little bit dull, you picked up the red kit to stitch. And of course, stitching is embroidery, is a very therapeutic action, this harmonious movement of making little crosses, and you can listen to lovely music and relax. Or you could take a blue design, which has different effects on you. And that I kept for 5 years, having a lot of clients who really bought all 7 designs.
Yeah, they were very beautiful.
And they're still right about that.
Yeah.
And one more, but I stopped doing that because my therapeutic side, my need to serve as a therapist, was growing into me and wanted to do more in that field. And I studied color therapy with 3 marvelous teachers. It was June McLeod, Peter Mandel, and Theo Gimbel, who are just fantastic in the fields. And I learned how to use color on the energy centers, on chakras, and how to use it on pressure points like color puncture.
Wow.
And for the last 10 years, at least 15 years, basically, I've been teaching color therapy internationally.
Wow.
And I also work for a company that produces a color therapy light, which is a fully charged light, polychromatic and polarized, and has very healing effects on the whole system. So I'm their official color therapist.
Fantastic.
Yeah. And what's lovely about that is that they take me all around the world, in Central Europe mainly, like Romania and Poland and Hungary. Then we cover all of Russia. And it's like I'm carrying the rainbow for me, and I'll make all the participants
who
work for this
idea.
Company understand how to use color in their everyday life. And, of course, how to use color through these machines that they're producing,
right.
The devices.
Yeah, yeah.
But you can see them opening their eyes and their heart when I'm talking about the qualities of the rainbow colors.
Yes.
It's like an amazing instant transformation.
Oh, what a wonderful job.
Wonderful. And I'm always very popular because before me, they have all these seminars about promoting and selling and targets and do more. And then, boom, I come with a rainbow and it's about, wow, it's like a little soft rain falling.
Yeah.
And they're blossoming into many, many flowery colors.
Oh, how fantastic.
Yeah, so I've been very lucky. It's like my wish was granted to teach color awareness, and I love doing that.
Wow, I couldn't think of a better ambassador of the rainbow. You are the ambassador of the rainbow.
I'm the ambassador. I'm flying on a rainbow when I go there.
Yeah, fantastic. And I saw from your resume that one of the countries I can't even pronounce.
Yes.
You're teaching it in the places that's
Ekaterinburg. I mean, in Russia, we've been to every single country. And because Russia gets very hard winters, and it's a tough country, it's a cold country, that's where you need more the light,
right?
The sales are good there because people need the light to
so is it,
themselves.
I mean, people will have heard of the sad light.
Yeah.
That's
also for the
that?
Sad light, yeah. So actually the medical device, the actual light device, it's medically certified.
Right.
And it's good for injuries and wounds and SAD, the sad phenomenon. But when you put the 7 different lenses in the 7 different colors of the rainbow, it becomes a well-being device. Because scientifically, we haven't proven yet that color can heal.
Right.
Light can heal, but not color. So I'm the well-being ambassador of color.
Yeah, absolutely. But, I mean, obviously it's going to heal. So after the break, we'll come back and hear some more of that. We just need science to catch up.
Exactly. Yeah. We have 2 colors proven. Yeah. We'll say more.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow. Oh, we look forward to hearing more about that.
Free your mind. Expand your soul. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Come, heal yourself. What is healing? Healing is nothing but connecting with your all-knowing higher self that already has solutions to all your problems and is always there to guide you. Through this show, we help you to connect with that you are and tap into that innate potential you have to transform your life and fly high. Please join me, your host Monica Goyal, every Sunday, 7 p.m. Pacific. Namaste.
Memoirs of the Bright Side of the Moon, a true story of love, beckons you to remember the bright side. You will enter and discover another side of the Pink Floyd and share the return journey of an artist born to help humanity through creating beauty. Written by Ginger Gilmore. Available at angelscript.com today. Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Om Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Welcome to The Gathering Around My Kitchen Table on Equilarium FM, Wednesdays at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Join my guests as we integrate spirituality into everyday reality with vibrant conversations, inspired interviews, and my latest channeled guidance to inspire and brighten your day. I'm Claire Johnson, and together we'll be raising vibrations across the nations.
Your conscious connection to a more mindful world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
So, welcome back. Before the break, the lovely Teresa was just telling us some fascinating things about the fact that only two colours so far have been proven.
Been proven scientifically. It's the red and the blue one. And they're used also for medical interventions, and they're anti-inflammatory, like the blue is anti-inflammatory. Yeah. The red is a stimulant, and people use them. And we can prove scientifically they work for therapy. But, so that's part of the thing. I mean, that's my main job for the moment. And I don't do as much art as I used to, although I still teach in a retreat in Greece that's called Skiros. It's 35 years old, and we still keep this lovely Skiros feeling when we go there, because people take the masks off and they bring the inner child back, and we play.
Oh,
and we really play, and it's wonderful.
It sounds amazing.
So I teach them art with a little bit of color therapy, which is very rewarding
for
them.
In a beautiful setting.
In a beautiful setting, yeah.
Wow.
And nature gives us all the necessary colors to feel healed. We just have to look out and receive every single color we need to feel in balance and to boost our energy. One of the problems today is that we don't feel so much in balance is that we are not so much out in nature. And especially in countries where there's not so much sunshine, we are missing this charging of our seven color batteries, which are called chakras as well, or energy centers.
Yeah.
And we are expensive kind of toys, because we need seven batteries if we're fully charged. Because if one of them is not fully charged, then we are a bit wobbly. But right. We still function, because we are kind of perfect toys.
Yeah.
We don't stop altogether.
We can get a bit whiny.
So we have these seven colors, and we can think about our energy centers, or we can think rainbow every day, just for a second, each color, and address it to our different centers. We feel so much better and so much more balanced.
That's such a nice way to think about it.
Such a nice way.
There's a battery that needs charging with each color.
Exactly.
Wow.
Yeah.
And
what happens really with the color energy, because color is an energy, just like light is an energy, and we know very well that color and light is the same energy. Color is seven different rays that come out of refracted lights. And because they come in a different angle, they have a different wavelength and a different frequency. But our body is divided in seven zones as well. And we have the seven chakras and all the air around them that they are influenced by a particular wavelength and frequency.
Right.
And that's why when we are exposed to different colors, our whole endocrine system is changing.
Right.
And that's why the color psychology, by looking at a product wrapped in a particular color, will provoke an endocrine function, some hormones coming out, and react in a particular way. Let's say that simpler. So let's say when we see red, like the red light, the red light provokes the adrenaline production, and it's our fight or flight instinct.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
We do things instantly with red, just because it stimulates this hormone.
Yeah.
Okay. The violet, it's a higher, it's the hormone for the circadian circle, which I forget now. Trust me. But it's a quieter hormone and calms you down. So the higher we go on the colors of the rainbow and on the different chakras, the quieter we react to different colors.
Right.
Okay. And that's where all the color psychology is based, on how our body reacts and what hormones are circulating when we look in particular colors.
It's amazing, isn't it?
It's amazing how I use sometimes the word manipulate, which has a bad connotation, but color guides us to where people want us to be guided.
Yeah, I mean, why we have, that's why we have fire engines are red. Because it's a danger, it's a signal.
And it's an instant thing.
So you can see it coming and
you
know it. So that you know that it's danger, that you get out of the way so that, you know, the scarlet,
exactly.
Let it through. Here comes the fire brigade. Also, you know, so it's your base chakra, so it's that fight or flight, but it's that passion as well, it's that survival center, you know, and so like wild women were called, like you go and paint the town red.
Yes.
And you go, you know, you just go and have a wild time because you're on the edge living on that cutting edge. And what always fascinated me was teaching, I used to teach use of colour at the London College of Fashion, was things that the chakra system is part of the Eastern philosophy. And we're not taught that in the UK or probably in America either. It's it's East versus West. Mm-hmm. And yet in the West, we have so many phrases and terminology that includes the colours in mm-hmm. exactly the right places.
Exactly.
Because in England, we say that if you're a coward, that you're yellow-bellied. Mm-hmm. And yellow is the solar plexus, which is your emotion centre.
Yeah.
So
it's the most the part of the nervous
system. And that if you're depressed, we say that that you're a bit blue.
Yeah.
Which is that you're in that space. So it's really interesting, isn't it, that it's not just what you're taught on the sort of understanding of the chakras. This comes back in our
it's
culture.
It's the everyday language.
It's every language and because it is true. There's always, some essence to truth to these things. So
absolutely, absolutely. And they come from experience and from the reaction
to
the different colors.
Yeah.
Like we have the lovely pink-tinted glasses, which I seem to be wearing a lot in my life.
Me too.
I also have a magenta personality, which I will talk to you in a while.
Please do. But
I'm half of the time I'm with my pink-tinted glasses looking at a beautiful, harmonious world. And half the time I can see the reality of the world.
Yeah.
But it's lovely if our mind has pink-tinted glasses and we exude this loveliness and love. We cover the world in a cocoon of pink.
Yeah.
We cover people in a cocoon of pink. And when you send energy like that, directing it in a particular color, you're already doing some healing work.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be with a particular tool. It's just the thought that you're giving out. So when we are depressed, we can cover ourselves in a cocoon of orange energy.
Right.
Because orange is all about fun and happy. Just like the Buddhists wear a lot of orange and orange flowers, it's because it makes you feel good, warm, social, and
lovely.
Pleasurable.
Really nice.
Yeah, so it's a good colour.
Yeah, so it's really powerful to understand that what you cloak yourself in will actually have an effect on how you feel for the day.
Absolutely.
Yes. So if you're feeling down, don't choose grey clothes out of your wardrobe, with a black coat on top, and then go out and expect to look anywhere except at your feet. You need something that's going to actually stimulate you to feel better, to lift your spirits, because it does. As you said, if it lifts your vibration, it lifts your vibration.
That's the most difficult thing, because when you feel down, the last thing you want to do is to be noticed. And when you wear an orange or a red to lift your vibration, everybody will notice you and smile at you.
Yeah.
But guess what? When they smile at you, you're going to feel better already.
It's true.
So when we feel down, we need to make a little bit of an effort to pick up a vibrant color.
Yeah.
So we attract people's attention, because it's the loveliness of people towards us that makes us feel good as human beings.
It's true. And then their energy helps feed you. If you're feeling very, very low, if you go to like a funeral, so it's everyone that comes to the funeral, it's their presence that they give you their energy, they give you some love, and they give you some healing so that you can just absorb it. And then they all take away a bit of your grief with them. But they bring you flowers, they bring the colour that's going to bring that, that hopefulness that's moving
this
forward.
This extra vibration.
The extra vibration. So even if you are feeling really, really down, but you could also wear... you could wear scarlet underwear. You could wear,
absolutely, but that is your skin. It was the best vibration.
Yeah.
Closest to you.
Exactly. And you can wear an uplifting colour underneath. If you don't want to be a beacon of
light
out to the world, you can wear something like, as you say, a very nice, royal blue shirt or an undergarment with something on top. Just wear some colour next to your skin so that you're actually... supporting yourself the best way you possibly can.
Yeah, and sometimes just a colourful brooch or a lovely colourful tie will make the whole difference in your appearance and on the way people react to you.
Yeah.
Because you cheer them up by being brave enough to wear a little bit of colour.
Yeah. And then you're right, it induces a smile from somebody, and then that, again, as soon as you give a smile, you receive a smile, because that's how it works.
And that's the best tonic, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
Also in the morning, if you have some oranges or clementines in the middle of the breakfast table, that will cheer you up, because the first thing you see is orange. So it's very easy to make a conscious effort and surround ourselves with colors. It's not expensive, the little pieces of fabrics, a napkin, or some delicious fruits which will feed you as well, that will bring your vibrations up.
Yeah.
So let's not opt to too much white and black, which are very welcoming as well, but bring more colour in our lives. Yeah.
Because, in fact, black and white, it's interesting, black and white aren't actually colours, are they?
They're would you like to read?
Yes, I've got a little thing here to tell you about black and white.
Very respectable. And black is very respectable and needed at times.
Definitely. This is when people speak of opposites, it's usually in terms of black and white as the opposites. Strictly speaking, neither one is a colour. They are simply characteristics of the presence or absence of light. So, as in all polarities, black and white cannot be defined without each other. Like day or night, white and black are a part of an unceasing definition of existence. The presence of white is what humans perceive as the entire visible light spectrum, seen together, the complete energy of light. In this sense, it stands for wholeness and completion. Nothing has been taken out, everything is present. So in many cultures, white is associated with purity and cleanliness, openness and truth. Everything is shown in bright light, nothing is hidden, which is why it's often used to denote holiness. So white reflects all aspects of light, but black absorbs all aspects of light. So while white reveals, black conceals. So in the simplicity of symbolism, white is translated as whole, holy and good. So black inevitably becomes linked to the hidden, fearful and bad experiences. Black is the fear of starless, moonless night where everything is unseen and unknown and anything might be hiding out there to wish us harm. Where white is the colour of emergence, of birth and change. Black is the colour of continuity, of withdrawal from definition, of the hidden. White is the energy of completion and expanse outwards. White continually makes its presence felt. It shouts, I'm here, look at me. Whereas black withdraws, refusing to take a stand or be noticed. Black is the energy of gestation and of preparation. So if you want to become inconspicuous, consider dressing in black. Black can be inconspicuous or it can be a statement of mystery and self-control. Black clothes often say, notice my presence, but don't intrude in my space.
Excellent. Just like Men in Black.
Just like Men in Black. Absolutely true. So, after the break,
the best of holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Dr. Kevin here, and I want to invite you every Thursday, 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern, to join me on The Dr. Kevin Show, where we have a diversity of guests who help you step outside the box, behind the curtain, and see what a load of crap is going on in the world today. So you have more information with which to make better decisions. We'll see you there. Namaste.
Memoirs of the Bright Side of the Moon. A true story of love beckons you to remember the bright side. You will enter and discover another side of the Pink Floyd and share the return journey of an artist born to help humanity through creating beauty. Written by Ginger Gilmore. Available at angelscript.com. Today. What if business could be fun? What if business is the adventure of living? What are you choosing? Where do you do business that makes it easier, more fun, or more joyful for you? We'd love to see where you do business. Connect with us on Instagram at Joy of Business or Twitter at Joy of Business and share your pictures with hashtags Business Done Where and Joy of Business. Let's change the world with business.
What if living didn't have to be so serious?
What if you could move beyond your problems with greater confidence and ease than you've ever imagined?
Throw your labels out the window and join the Irreverent Therapist for practical tips and a very different way of approaching the changes you would like to create.
Marilyn Bradford
and Pam Hodling
have empowered hundreds of people to come out of self-judgment, quit looking to experts, and begin to create the lives they desire.
Join us Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern on the Irreverent Therapist Show.
Free your mind with Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
So, welcome back. Just before the break, we were talking about black and white, and Therese, you were saying it was just like the Men in Black.
Just the Men in Black. And why black is so scary, and why the black sexy dress is so mysterious and sexy? It's because it doesn't give any messages, because it is lack of light and lack of color. Colors give messages because they stimulate the endocrine system, and we feel different hormones, and we feel different feelings and react in different ways. Black, nothing. And that is what's scary.
Right.
But if we put just a little brooch on a black suit, we immediately start communicating, because color communicates. But these poker face people, they can wear completely black.
Yeah.
Which, as Claire said so lovely, it's a color of gestation. And the teenager children, usually they wear a lot of black because they want to enclose themselves in a little seed, just like a flower seed that has to gestate and grow until it's ready to grow and show all this flower, all these beautiful colors in the flower.
Well, that's really fascinating you should say that, because, as you know, I mean, I trained as a fashion designer for 7 years at college. And I think the whole way through college, everybody, particularly doing fashion, just wore black.
Yeah.
I mean, it's the fashion uniform. You know, it's black. Yeah, and it's gestation. Mm-hmm. So we used to say, you know, play safe, wear black. Mm-hmm. And so we just had another, you know, dye of black. So every time your clothes got sort of worn out, you just put them in the washing machine and dye them all black again. But then you could borrow clothes from each other. Everything mixed and matched because everyone was different shades of black. Mm-hmm. And it's like play safe. And then straight after college, I went and worked in Italy. And I had my eyes woke. Open wide to the passion of colour. Because in Europe, they wear so much more colour. In England, we are very, very limited with our understanding of colour and our bravery. We don't come from the same heritage of use of colour because we don't have the same light.
Exactly.
You know, we don't have that clarity. Mm-hmm. We have northern greyness in our palette, so we have a lot of sort of turgid colours that come from our natural dyes as well. It's not natural to us. But in Italy, they were like, what is it with all you English people? Why do you just wear black all the time? So I turned up in Italy, you know, wearing all my black. And it was just like, you know, oh, God, you know, everyone's wearing beautiful colours. Like, you're wearing this gorgeous, luscious gold and everything. And that first year, they said they were expecting that year's winter bestseller, number one bestseller in Europe, was going to be an apricot.
Oh, lovely.
Overcoat. And I was just like, you're joking. You know, nobody would buy that because it would just get so dirty. Can you imagine wearing an apricot overcoat in London? Just get so dirty. And then they just laughed. And they said, oh, no, we don't even bother showing the English buyers our full range. Because the English buyers only buy black, navy, or dark green, or dark grey.
And brown.
Or dark brown.
Yeah.
He said, they'll never buy anything more than that. And at that point, I just thought, oh, my goodness, how dreadful to be bracketed that we'd only look at a palette of the deep, deep, dark, turgid colours. And I was just like, oh, I don't want to be just assessed by that. Mm. And so once you break free of that and start embracing colours, your life can take off. So, I mean, my gestation, as you said, was in this seven-year black period of being a fashion designer.
7 years very symbolic.
Yeah, 7 years of blackness. And let alone 7 years in Tibet or 7 years in black. But then I emerged now, and once I emerged, I literally turned into a colourist. And so that's what I would be.
Wonderful.
Flying around the world, working freelance for different companies, doing colour. Mm-hmm. And now it's just that I paint in colour, and colour is my passion.
Yeah.
And so if you'd say to me primarily, what am I in the world? I'm a colourist, like you, but I had my gestation in black.
Absolutely.
So
absolutely.
It's really funny that you should say that.
Which is fair enough, and people in mourning as well, they wear black in the West. Anyway.
Yeah.
Because they don't want to communicate their feelings. They want time to be in peace. So black is a very respectable color. It's not a bad color.
No, it's not a bad color.
The only reason it's frightening is because it doesn't communicate.
Yeah.
And we feel safer if things communicate around us. But we are embracing black.
Yeah.
It's a good color.
Yeah, yeah.
It also shows off all the other colors. So.
It does. It shows off all the colors. But also, as you said, it's only the absence of light. You can bring the light to it. You know, you can be the sparkle. As you said, that little black sexy evening dress.
Yeah,
you know, sometimes it's so understated, which is, you know, that's what we say. It's an understated because it's not shouting, hello, I'm vibrant yellow, or I'm
sexy red.
Sexy red. I'm a siren. Exactly. No, it's an understated. So it's you're leaving that to the imagination, the allure.
Exactly,
that's underneath.
That's the little mystery of the little black piece.
Yeah, exactly. Whereas then, you know, to be the siren, you then wear the scarlet lipstick, you know, because then it's like, that's a signal to watch my mouth, to listen to what I'm going to say, or just watch my mouth, which...
Yeah, to be kissed.
To be kissed.
Yeah, quick kiss.
Quick kiss. So it's all out there.
So colors throughout the years, also through the stones and crystals, they have been used to communicate messages.
Right.
Without the words behind them.
Yeah.
And they work very well for that. So what I wanted to go back again one more time is that we can use color to protect people, to encourage people, to reinforce people just by thinking a very quick thought and sending the color out. So just like we use crystal clear light when we leave our house, I usually wrap all my house in crystal clear light. Mm-hmm. So it's nice and safe against intruders.
Right.
And I never ever worry about anything. I just send light out and I send color. So if we could only replace any anxiety and negative thought, oh my God, they can have a crash accident, an accident, or somebody can attack them. We never think negative. We just, every time we have a worry, we send a good light out, a good color.
So what's the best color to send them?
Well, for protection, it's always the crystal clear light. But when you have somebody who is needy and he needs to remember you love, you send them lovely pink light.
Right,
this lovely,
agape,
effervescent syrupy, pink light.
Yeah, lovely.
And you surround them with that. I was born in Greece and my parents lived in Greece all their life until they passed away recently. And every time I thought of them, I send them lovely pink energy light.
Very nice.
And they felt loved.
Yeah.
And if we do these little things, which they take a second or two, it's better than not doing them. Because people said, what difference would that make? Oh, yes, it makes a big difference. Just do it and just live in a rainbow consciousness.
Lovely.
Because everything is about light around us.
But it's really important to understand the vibration of your thoughts as well.
So important and so powerful.
So, because what you were just saying is, you know, thoughts are colours.
Thoughts are colours.
Yeah, so if you send a colour, you know, angry thoughts are disruptive, nasty, nasty things. But if you can send a healing colour, as you said, you don't even have to find the words. You just
send the colour and the good intention. When I was teaching young children, they were from age 4 till 12, so you can see sometimes
lovely.
They were a little bit unruly. Before I entered the class, I sent a lot of indigo light.
Right.
I surrounded them with indigo light, which is the light of discipline and focus. And then just after I filled the class with lovely indigo and they were all quiet, I just whooshed in with a lovely pink light. So they knew I loved them, but I want them to be quiet. Every time I did this little practice before my lesson, they were wonderful, the children.
Oh.
If I was in a rush, I was late, and I didn't have the presence of mind to do this little practice, they were unruly.
Ah.
So it's
the teachers out there, the parents out there.
Teachers out there, just send them nice.
Indigo.
Indigo light, the light of focus and discipline. And faith on what you're doing. And then also send pink light because you love what you're doing and you love being with them. So you're sharing
this love. So they'll receive
that, yeah.
Oh, that's
well.
Such a nice idea.
Yes. And if you go to any site, any internet site about color therapy, the qualities of color, there are only 7 colors. You can very quickly learn the quality of each color and use them in your palette of everyday living.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Because not only that, I know that you said that... different years correspond with different colours as well,
don't
they?
Different years, yes. We have also the personalities, the different personalities that correspond to different colours. So we have the red personalities, the orange, the yellow, the green, and again, the follow the rainbow. And you find the colour personality by combining numerology and colour therapy. So you have the date of birth, you add all the numbers of the date of birth, keep on adding until you have one digit number. And then for the red is number 1, for the orange is number 2, yellow is number 3, etc.
Right.
Until you go till the end. You do that with the years as well.
Okay.
So this year it's 2015, and if you add it all together, it's number 8, 2 and 1 is 3, plus 5 is 8. And this is a magenta year. We only have 2 more weeks until the end of the year to do the work that corresponds to this beautiful, feminine, productive, generous color.
Okay, so what is...
magenta is the color of release.
Ah.
And the color of transformation.
Ah, that's fascinating.
And if you look back what happened to you in this year, you not only you went through a transformation and lots of things got released around you, but a lot of people chose to leave this planet this year.
Yeah, they did.
A lot of people we know, a lot of famous people,
yeah,
they found these years of release to go to a different dimension.
Yeah.
And it's the year of transformation with your works, with the plans for next year, which is the golden year. And then next year is the year of completion.
Oh, good.
And perfection.
Oh, that sounds fantastic.
So that sounds fantastic. Yeah. So we have two more weeks, and I'm really doing that practically, like cleaning all my cupboards, giving away things. Anything I didn't finish, any projects I didn't finish, I let them go. So I'm ready and clear to start the year of completion next year.
Oh, I like that idea. So you don't hold on to the projects thinking you'll complete them next year?
No. No, if I didn't complete all these years, it depends how long I have them as well.
Yeah.
But I'm concentrating also on doing something with colour in London and creating a colour light hub.
Right.
So people can come and experience how colour can heal them physically, bodily, mind and spirit in a holistic way.
Amazing.
So they will have access to all the tools to do that.
Fantastic. And what an experience that'll be.
Yeah. So, and that's a completion of all my work as an artist and as a color therapist, just working and talking color, to be able to share it to other people and make them able to heal themselves.
Yeah.
Because self-healing is what we're all about in this century.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, that fits so in keeping with Equilarium, my project. Because I know just before we came on air, I showed you my storyboards.
That was fascinating. Pieces of art they were.
Thank you, and talk to you through the essence of Equilarium, where colour is an absolutely key feature, because, as we say, it's what we live and breathe and talk, because it's vibration.
Mm-hmm.
And so you can instantly affect great change by using colour, as we say, to make someone feel welcome or to feel secure or safe or to help you release. So when you have a better understanding of how to use colours, you don't just use it aesthetically, you can use it from a holistic point of view to enhance and release, as you say. So this year has been a magenta year. I'm looking over there because there's my makeup bag. This whole year, which I was given for my birthday last year, is an absolute magenta makeup bag I've had all year. That's just fascinating.
Wonderful.
And boy, has it been a year of release. As you say, lots of releasing. And so I'm sure many of the listeners out there will find exactly the same. How interesting.
Yeah, concentrate this week before Christmas starts for you to release even more things in your life.
Okay. That's really, really good words.
Practically and mentally.
Colourful words of wisdom. I'm loving it. Okay, so more colourful words of wisdom after the break.
Connecting you with the best of the conscious minds in the world. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
Searching for a perspective beyond the mainstream? Check it out. Join your hosts Yelito Pasquale and Diana Gold Holland on Share International Radio for thought-provoking views behind the news. Sundays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on OM Times Radio. You can also find us at shareontheairradio.org. This may be the message of hope you've been waiting for.
Memoirs of the Bright Side of the Moon, a true story of love, beckons you to remember the bright side. You will enter and discover another side of the Pink Floyd and share the return journey of an artist born to help humanity through creating beauty. Written by Ginger Gilmore. Available at angelscript.com today. The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for Schoolgirls project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
Eros Evolution is where sexuality and spirituality meets. Join me, clinical sexologist Martha Tara Lee, on Eros Evolution on Thursdays, 4 p.m. Eastern on OM Times Radio.
Bringing a more conscious lifestyle to your world. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
So it's the birth of the king was the birth of the new light come. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we need to focus on the light and the colours right now, don't we?
Yeah. Winter. Okay. So we say that about Christmas.
I think we might have just missed our cue. So here we are. Sorry, we're just chatting.
Oh my God, chatting away.
I don't know if you heard us, but we're talking about the absolute wonderful colour combinations that we have at Christmas and how powerful that is, with the green of the Christmas tree and the red of Santa's outfit and then the gold. So you're saying, so it doesn't take much to bring into your house that wonderful Christmas spirit. So it doesn't have
to be. The red is all about life and passion and earthness of being here. And being aware of your physical body and the gift of being alive. And then green is all about peace and serenity and balance, harmony. That's very important. And the gold is all about the light that we need so much this time of the year. And the gold that Christmas is all about, with the birth of a new king of hope and faith that the world will be a better place.
Exactly.
And that's the message that was given at that time. And that's the message we want to preserve. So it's not very difficult to bring Christmas at home. A poinsettia will do the job.
Yeah.
And there's some lovely ones out there. But also we can bring gold and green and red music in the house.
Lovely.
And the family can dance to it. And red music can be a drumming music. It could be a little march music. Green music, it's all about pan pipes and quiet songs. And golden music can be a more spiritual church music to elevate your vibrations. Like everybody else, I have my dark days, which not so many anymore because I've been practicing not to. But the best antidote to a dark mood is to put the right color music on. Right. And it's amazing, just like you open your eyes to a lovely, colorful picture. When you hear music, you immediately feel different because we are made out of vibrations. We are energy. I know we have flesh and blood, sometimes more of it, sometimes less of it. But basically, it's our energy that keeps us alive. And we can change this energy not only with our thoughts, but with any kind of vibration that surrounds us.
Yeah.
So Christmas with one poinsettia and lots of love and fun and friends is what Christmas is all about.
Yeah.
It's not about buying 2 million presents that we can't even keep track of them.
No, it's true. So it doesn't have to be that you have...
It's not about money, it's about fun.
Yeah, and it's about vibration.
And it's about vibration.
Yeah. So I love the idea.
We are only energy. We are only... And we exude energy. So when our chakras are balanced, our auric field, which is the electromagnetic field that surrounds us, is nice and full and in multicolor shape. If we are not fully balanced and happy, then our auric field is interrupted. It has holes in it.
Right.
So it's like our shield that keeps us against illness and diseases, allows the disease to come in. So, and then we become physically ill because we are not strong enough in our energy. So an advice to keep our energy field, our shield, complete and strong is to have colorful days every day, to breathe in color, like take a breath of pink, take a breath of blue, breathe in blue, breathe out blue. So you share it with the rest of the world. And then you have a nice, strong electromagnetic field around you, a good shield against illnesses. Remember, thinking is the best energy that you can swap.
Fantastic.
To do what you need for your best.
Yeah. And so then you can do, as you said, to protect yourself before you go out into the world. If you're feeling vulnerable, you can just breathe in. What would the best color to be breathing if you're feeling vulnerable?
Any color that comes straight to you.
Yeah, I was gonna say, you're most intuitive.
Yeah, I Pink for me is like, because I like pink, as I said, I'm a magenta personality. Pink is the color that makes me feel good, like having a pink blanket on your bed.
Yeah.
And then you already are predisposed to feel good and cuddly in there. But orange is a lovely color. A lot of things I have violet, I breathe in violet to bring me to a different level. Or before any of my talks, I breathe in blue, which is the color of communication and articulation.
Fantastic.
To calm me down and to open my throat chakra so I can communicate my truth and my feelings to other people.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Oh, see, this is such a lovely idea that you can drink in, breathe in.
Just drink in, breathe in,
yeah, the colors,
think about
just
it.
Have them all around you.
And listen to it.
And listen.
Listen to music, because music is color and color is music.
Yep. Yeah.
And then by listening to music, we are always upping the beat. It's not expensive. Just turn on the radio.
Yeah.
We don't even have to have anything in particular at home to listen to music.
Yeah.
So being well and joyful is all in our minds. I have a friend who is 85 years old. She still drives. She still climbs the steps like a young girl. And I say, how can you do that? How can you be so energetic? And she says, every morning I tell to myself, I'm fine. I'm happy.
Yeah.
And I'm healthy.
Fantastic.
So every single cell of her performs wellness.
Oh, that's fantastic. That's like last week when we had it, we had this lovely Elaine Noble on, and she was singing the song,
yeah,
which was every single cell in my body is
exactly
happy. Every single cell in my body is well.
How
she
lovely
sang it more
was
harmonious than that.
Yeah.
But it's that thing where you are giving the intention to every cell to be happy and to be well.
Yeah.
So.
And instead of worry, don't ever worry. Worry is just such a waste of time. Because we're usually not in control of the things we are worrying. That's why we are scared and we worry. Just to replace immediately the worry with a bright thought, a bright color, and give it a wish and a blessing so it will work better.
Fantastic.
Even the people who you're scared of, just send them love, because maybe that's what they need.
Yeah.
So we wrap them in pink. We're on top of them a little bit.
Yeah. Wrap them in pink.
Wrap them in pink.
Yeah.
It's very difficult for somebody who you don't really like or that bother you to wrap them in pink. It's really difficult. But if you manage to do it, you're king of the world.
Fantastic. But what better thing to do at this time of year?
Yeah, and they will feel much better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because also we spent this time of year, it's, you know, we're coming up to the winter solstice.
Yes.
Which is where we have the longest days. No, shortest days and the longest nights.
Yeah.
So we have the least amount of light in the Northern Hemisphere.
Mm-hmm.
So after that, you know, we can start celebrating. It's the return of the light. So straight away, the very next day, the day gets slightly longer, the night gets slightly shorter. And that's what, you know, that's why this is the Christian celebration. It's the return of the birth of the light. And so you don't have to be Christian. Any pagan would celebrate this time of year as well, because it's the rebirth.
Exactly.
It's the rebirth to the world of the light, which is where all the colors are. So.
And light and sun are so important. They're always worshipped. If you remember in Egypt, they had a whole city called Heliopolis, and Helios in Greek means sun. And it was dedicated to the god of light, to the sun.
Fantastic.
So, because it's what makes everything work.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
It's the source of
it's
all
the
life.
Source of
yeah.
life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fantastic. So I just thought right now I've got a beautiful piece of writing that I did this week.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought I'd take this opportunity to share it. So if you'd like to take a second to sit down and close your eyes, obviously, again, not if you're operating heavy machinery or driving a car. But apart from that, just close your eyes and let these words drittle, settle gently into your consciousness. A heart full of stars and a head filled with love are the gifts sent from the heavens for you to receive and enjoy in the present. 'Tis veritably the time of year to wish goodwill to all mankind. 'Tis the season of celebration when the glad tidings you bring help raise the vibrations across all the nations by spreading joyous ripples of peace and appreciation. The great love that you share can flow out into the world and everywhere. 'Tis the most incredible wave of positivity that engulfs the whole planet, wrapping the world in comfort and joy. Be generous with your thoughts and kind with your words, for this is how the love in your soul can be heard. You are all pure love in your core, rich and bountiful, abundant and golden. So be joyful and triumphant, for who could ask for more? When you realize you have it all inside, and that the entire cosmos resides in your heart, you can become open to start receiving all the abundance of health, wealth, prosperity, happiness, joy, wisdom, beauty and grace the infinite universe can provide. Make love your goal and let the light of your soul be your gift to the world this Christmas time. Open your heart and shine, shine, shine.
Wonderful words. Just right for this time of the year.
Perfect, isn't it? So be fantastic. Your, be the gift to the world.
Be love.
Yeah, be love and be kind. So I loved it where it says wrap the world, wrapping the world in comfort and joy. And as we know, that'll be pink and orange. Wrap it in a colour. So visualise the world. If you want to focus on world peace, visualise the world being wrapped in lavender, in lilac, in pink, as you say, in gold. You know, use your thoughts as colours. That's such a beautiful idea.
But yes, I do that for all the terrors that frighten us so much, all these teams that make the world in such unpredictable place to be, but you still have to send them love, because if you send them a hatred or if you send them dark, they'll be in the dark.
Yeah, what they need is to.
And if we only did a little bit of pink breathing out and surrounded them in pink energy, there would be a better world.
Yeah. Fantastic. Well, thank you so much. So much, Teresa. I'm sure we've had some wonderful information come out here. So hope listeners, you all feel empowered to think in colour.
Thank you, Claire. It's lovely colour. To be in your colourful presence.
Oh, it's always a joy having you in my world. So that remains for me to say thank you so much for listening. Join me again next week. And until then, stay golden. And namaste, doodles.
Namaste. Stay pink too.
Stay pink. And green. Blue,
and orange.
Purple. And yellow.